That code, OOB.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Big announcement about something coming to our region at the end of this segment. So don't turn it out. A couple big things coming this part of the country. Tell you about that in the next couple segments. Clemson beat Wofford in baseball yesterday 6-4. The Tigers improved to 11-1. Clemson, Michigan State tonight, 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock from Floor Field over in Greenville. South Carolina, App State canceled over the last night because of weather. They're supposed to play in Charlotte. They canceled that. And ACC basketball tournament continues today. 4 games today. Last night, Boston College, Notre Dame, and Syracuse advance up in the snow-splashed northeast with up in New York City, in Brooklyn, actually. You know, before I get to Steven, quickly, Mr. Orr 24, you know I'm not a huge Jordan Spieth fan. I don't dislike Jordan Spieth. I'm just not a fan.
You don't like Jordan Spieth. It's okay.
I don't dislike Jordan Spieth. I just don't pull for Jordan Spieth. How about Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, Henrik Stenson pairing tomorrow? A little 2 o'clock, or a little noon, and then I get a little Clemson basketball at 2 o'clock. Can't wait for that.
A little nooner.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Plus, you can't get out and play golf the next 2 days because Hugo's coming. You seen the wind? 30-mile-an-hour wind, 40-mile-an-hour gust the next 2 days. Good thing I'm fat still. Let me get to our Northland Communication phone line. You can reach us on that 864-654-ROAR, 654-7627. Steven is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, good morning, Steven. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing good. Listen, I didn't catch Chad's phone call. I got in the car a little bit late this morning. Yeah. But I got a sneaky suspicion he was listening to the same thing I was listening to yesterday, because that comedy show down there in Columbia from 12 to 1 put out a poll question yesterday. Would you rather have your baseball team take the series from Clemson, or would you rather have your women's basketball that nobody watches, I can guarantee you that, win the Southeastern Conference Championship Tournament there in basketball? And so they had their little poll question, and the overwhelming, according to them, results were, I would rather have my women's basketball team win the SEC championship.
100% wrong. That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. Let me be clear about this, Steven. Let me be clear about it. I was in Columbia this past weekend,
and they talked about was the baseball
right
game.
South Carolina, on their flagship station, 107.5 FM, it was the baseball game. The women's basketball game was on a sister station for the SEC semifinals, exactly. Whatever. So not even close. Nobody in the right mind would say that. That is wrong, 100% wrong.
And listen, their show hosts down there will talk as if they know, like, St. Mary's guard had 5 assists. Like, they know what they're talking about.
Listen,
Mickey, they have accepted mediocrity. They have accepted that they get their, you know what, kicked by Clemson every single year. They've accepted it. Listen, this is the way they think. So our arch rival just hung, have a hundred on us, and we can't even cross midfield. But somebody threw out a racial slur against us. Somebody did. We're gonna try to find out who did it. Okay. In baseball, we just got the crap kicked out of us again for the fourth straight year. But you know what? Greenville, I seen Clemson's backyard. I just don't think it's fair. I think it needs to be moved to Spirit Communications Park, a block from our campus. Yeah. This is how these guys are thinking right now. They've accepted the fact. They were throwing out stories about how Columbia was ranked 62nd in the country in basketball knowledge and what I'm talking about. And Clemson was ranked like 71st. Now, I don't know where they pulled these numbers. I don't know where the story was. And the guy goes, well, at least we beat Clemson in that. I mean, it's pure comedy down there right now. All they talk about is women's basketball on their shows. And I think that's probably what Chad was listening to when he thought, okay, I'm going to call in. I'm gonna put out this challenge to Gamecock fans. You're not going to hear from them because they're in denial right now. So,
Stephen, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Look, let me be very, very clear about this. Women's basketball is a nice sport. And I pull for Clemson women's basketball. I want them to win every game. I think it's great for the girls. I think it's great for the coaches. I want them to win every game. They're not very good right now, but I've been to 100 Clemson women's basketball games in the past. And when Jim Davis was here, and I'll go to more, and I want them to win. You don't, if you're going to field a team, you might as well try to win. I want them to win. But there's also a priority. And football is number one in the priority. Now, if you want to divert it because you got beat 4 years in a row, that's fine. If you want to, next is debatable in this part of the country. It's either baseball or men's basketball. That's fine. And then third would be the other. And then you can get into women's soccer, men's soccer, women's basketball. You can get into those if you want to. Again, I want to win in men's and women's track and field and men's and women's tennis and men's and women's golf. I love these coaches. I love these players, these student athletes. I want to win in everything. But no one outside of the families would tell you that you'd rather win in women's basketball than you would in baseball. It's not. It's not the priority. It's not the case. It's down the line. And congratulations. They're really good at women's basketball, and that's great. And if Clemson was as good as they were in women's basketball, you take pride in their women's basketball program here. You'd say, man, that's awesome. Pull for them. That's great. But at the same time, recognize that it's not football, and it's not men's basketball, and it's not baseball. Don't pretend that it is. It's not even close. And then, you can go to equestrian. You can go to any other sports. Be great at it. Put everything you can in it. Build facilities. Pay your coaches. Get out. Support it with everything you have. Absolutely, 100%. They chose your school. They're your kids. They're part of you. You're part of them. That's your family. That's great. But it's not even close on the priority list. Not even close. Chad's statement was, or Chad's question was, would you rather, or do you take any, embarrassment out of it that you don't win the men's sports, but you win the women's sports. So can you even brag about this Palmetto Pride? So look, let me give my own personal thought on this. And Matt and Greer, hang on, I'm coming to you. The Palmetto Pride thing, that's fun. And it's fun to compete. And you always want to beat your arch rival. That's 100% fun, man. And that's great. And compete and keep up with it. Keep records on it. No doubt about it. But the idea that a men's cross-country event or a women's cross-country event counts the same thing as football, if you think that's the case, you're wrong. You'd rather lose every other sport but win in football. And especially if it's football, men's basketball, and baseball, you win those, knock yourself out on the other ones. Again, I want to win them all. And I think it's great that we keep up with it in a rivalry. And I've been to Clemson men's and women's tennis when they play South Carolina. I've been to Clemson men's and women's soccer when they play South Carolina. I've been to volleyball when they play South Carolina. And it's packed house and people want to win, and that's great. But just don't pretend that a volleyball game is the equivalent of a football game.
That's, no one would insinuate that. And finally, that you have to fight with the ammunition that you have. And in South Carolina right now, you don't have the football ammunition, and you don't have the men's basketball ammunition, and you don't have the baseball ammunition. So,
or soccer.
Or men's soccer. So you go with whatever's ammunition you have. Whatever you bring to the fight, that's what you use. But you're bringing a inferior weapon right now.
You're bringing a knife to a gunfight right now.
Right, right. Let's go to Greer, 654 Roar. Matt joins us. Hey, Matt, I appreciate you hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Mickey?
Doing fantastic.
To answer the question that's out there, I think any reasonable Gamecock fan, just like Clemson fan would be, would definitely pick football over any sport, or baseball over any sport, or, you know, men's sport. One of my Clemson fans was making, our buddies was cutting up with me and my friends about a year ago. He jokes still that, you know, I know it's bad when the conversation goes from football and baseball to, oh, well, have you seen our women's basketball team? So it's even a running joke with Gamecock fans. But Clemson owns almost the nation in football right now, so Gamecock fans don't, I mean, you know, if you're realistic, what do you do? I mean, we're just had maybe a top 20 recruiting class and haven't had that in 4 or 5 years, and Clemson's a little skewed in my opinion because they don't take as many every year, but you know, arguably one of the best in the past, you know, the past 5 years, recruiting just as good as anybody in the country, so tough to compete against. The baseball, I look at it a little different. You'd love to beat Clemson. You know, there was a group of us, Clemson, Carolina fans, and talking the other night on a baseball field, and, you know, okay, what's this weekend going to be like? And Gamecock fans that know how good the team is are pretty much saying, you know, if we don't win Friday, we won't win unless our bats just go crazy, because we don't have the pitching that Clemson has right now. And still, for some reason, we can't throw balls. All we do is throw balls and walk more people, and I really think that was the difference in the series. But, that'll answer at least Chad's question.
Well, and you know what you did, Matt? Because of his challenge, he said for every game that caller calls in, he'll stay off the radio day. So you kept Chad off the radio tomorrow.
So, I hate that because Chad's this is what an honest Carolina fan does that listens to WCCP in the upstate that doesn't have a Gamecock one to listen to, or sometimes I have listened to the station in Columbia on the app. Those guys aren't that great anymore. But this is when you can guarantee that Carolina College are listening to your show is if you lose to Syracuse or in football, or you lose to whatever, you know, that's about the only time you get loads and loads of Carolina fans listening to you. Except, I enjoy talking about sports, period.
Yeah.
And pretty much have accepted the fact that it's going to take a little bit of time for me to talk football, but I think it's coming. I think Coach's doing.
Here's what I always tell South Carolina fans, and I have several South Carolina buddies. My best friend in the world is a Gamecock who played baseball there, and he came over to the house last night, and we talk about it all the time. Here's what you do, and this is what Clemson did in their 5-game losing streak. Just go to work, man. You know what? You don't say a whole lot. You just go to work, and your staff recruits, and you continue to support them now, and your staff recruits, and hopefully you get a little better players every year and build your program a little every year, and you get back to a competitive level about it. But, I mean, there's nothing to say. You know where it is, and so you don't bring it up, and you keep your mouth shut and hope that the tide turns soon, and the only way to do it is trusting your staff to go out and work hard and try to turn the tide back.
Well, the good thing now is there's something to look forward to without too many expectations.
That's a good point. Yeah. If you stand by them in the hard times, it's going to make it even better when the times are good for you.
So, right.
Hey, man, I appreciate the phone call, Matt. Thanks for calling in. That's really cool for you.
Yep.
No doubt. It's a nice, good, solid, quality phone call.
There's one. One day.
So Chad's off tomorrow.
He's off tomorrow.
Is this Kiki?
It's Kiki.
Kiki is in Pelzer. Good morning, Kiki. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
Couldn't be better.
Gamecock fan here.
All right, 2 days now. Chad is off now on today is Wednesday.
He's off for the week.
So Chad can't call again until
maybe
Monday.
We'll get him off for the week.
All right, that'll put him back on Monday. Okay.
Look, we all know. I mean, every Gamecock Tiger fan knows with any common sense that, you know, college football is the biggest sport there is, you know, in college. And Clemson owns the state, you know, and owns the country right now. But, I mean, if you go back, if we want to talk about the best men's sports, you know, which is basketball, football, and baseball, who would you say is between Carolina and Clemson? Who football, you definitely give to Clemson, correct?
Yes.
All right, what about baseball for overall all time?
But Clemson has
Clemson leads the series
right,
in baseball.
Right.
Head-to-head. But as far as success, who would you give that to?
I would say that because of Ray Tanner's two national championships – that definitely gives South Carolina the bigger on the national stage for as far as that goes. But it's pretty close both ways on that one.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people forget, too, that South Carolina also played in 7 national championships in college baseball.
Is it 7 now? No, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought it was 5, maybe. Anyway, I'll go back and look that up at some point. But
it's at least 6, and it might be 7.
Okay. It might be 6. Yeah, yeah, it might be 6. Yeah. Anyway.
But they lost. But anyway, in basketball, who'd you get age to?
I think that going back to the Frank McGuire, overall series is still South Carolina, too. And then Frank McGuire's days on, I think South Carolina probably had a little better history there, no doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, baseball's the one that's debatable. Football's not debatable. Yeah. I don't think basketball is really all that debatable. And you can go in recent years. You know what we do in this thing, Kiki? We'll take in the last 7 years, or last 11 years, or 19 years. We do these obscure numbers to support our argument by the thing, you know?
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, I can say, football, it's not even close for its comparison right now between Carolina and Clemson. But, you know, everything else, I mean, Clemson, you know, they got the winning streak right now. But overall, you know, I think it's pretty even playing field, you know. You know, in baseball, you know how it is. You know, baseball's a funny sport. You know, either way, you know, I mean, you lose Furman, you lose the Wofford midweek game. But you can also come back and win the next championship in baseball, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Kiki, here's the good news for you, man. Chad is off till Monday.
Hey, that's always good news, right?
I appreciate you calling in.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Have a great day. Very cool stuff there. All right, buddy. I've been wanting to do this for a long time now. And, you know, our world, let me tell the folks about it like this. Our world is full of bad news. And like we're filled with bad news. I like doing a little good news. And so in my mind, I've had this idea that I want to just mention like one good news thing every single day and have like a good news segment. Like I want to cheer up your morning. I want to brighten your day. I want to get your day off to a great start. All right. And so I went to my good friends down at Katichi Golf Course, where my buddies are working and where a friend of mine now owns a place and they're doing awesome stuff there. And I said, man, you know, I always have a bright day when I come down here. I always have a great time when I come down here. Like I'll look forward to those days. So they wanted to sponsor our good news, get your day started off right segment. And I've got a really cool story for this. First, Katichi, the big announcement I was talking about, David Ledbetter is coming to Katichi. The number one golf teacher in the world is going to be there for an event. It is the Sunday of the Masters and then that Monday. And you can have dinner with David. You can have a players clinic with David. I had a clinic with him a couple of years ago. It's awesome. They've got a tournament with a bunch of big name people that are coming. And they've got, I mean, just great gifts that are going to be there. And this great clinic and it's all this wonderful food. David's actually going to, the final round of the Masters, he's going to have it at this dinner party to where he's going to commentate on this huge like screen that's like bigger than all of Hartwell anyway. And so I want you to find out more about the Ledbetter Academy Foundation Classic. It's at Katichi. It's on Monday, April the 8th. All the festivities start on April the 9th, I should say, Monday the 9th. All the festivities start on April the 8th. And look, Katichi's awesome anyway. And it's just a really, really cool place anyway. My days are better there anyway. But call and find out about this. 706-856-3320. You can email brichardson at katichi.com. Now that's CATEECHEE.com. Go to the website, katichi.com. And I'm going to tell you, David Ledbetter is one of the most engaging people I've ever been around. And it's really cool stuff. So I've been wanting to do this segment for a while now. And I thought about those guys and they said, yeah, let's do it. Here's the good news segment of the day. Bad news is that Tubby Smith might be out at Memphis. The good news, Penny Hardaway might be the new head basketball coach at Memphis, which means Lil Penny could be like the assistant coach. Chris Rock's Lil Penny character could be like on the bench right beside Penny Hardaway. I think Memphis basketball is about Penny Hardaway anyway. He played there from 91 to 93, NBA, four-time NBA All-Star guy. He currently coaches at a high school there and runs an AAU program there. He's Mr. Memphis anyway. Get the thing done, man, with Lil Penny and Penny. That's great news for Memphis. It'd be great for college basketball. Get that guy back involved. Certainly appreciate our folks over at Katichi. Katichi.com, 706-856-3320. David Ledbetter's coming during the Masters and the Monday after the Masters in a huge event there, the Ledbetter Academy Foundation Classic at Katichi. You're going to love it. Call those folks and find out more about that. Let's take a short break, Zach. We'll come back. We got another big event coming to the upstate of South Carolina. I'll tell you about that when you return right after this. Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
As a patient of the Surgery Center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson, and my family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
It's Pie Day again at Your Pie of Clemson. Wednesday, March 14th, all day pizzas, combos, and craft beers, just $3.14. The first 100 people will receive a free national championship Coke bottle. Also, enter to win free pizza for a year or win a GoPro Karma drone plus Hero 6 camera package. Use the Your Pie loyalty app or share a post on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at hashtag Your Pie Day. Now through March 14th, check out Your Pie Clemson's Facebook event to see how you can win. Your Pie opens at 11 a.m. Limit one pizza per person. No call-in or online orders. Gluten-free upcharge applies, and due to high volume, Your Pie will not be able to accommodate any special food allergy requests. Come celebrate Pie Day, Wednesday, March 14th, where $3.14 will get you a pizza, combo, or craft beer. All day at Your Pie, 111 Earl Street in Clemson.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
We've reached it. The point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free. That's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts. And on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Log on and tune in to anglerschannel.com for the latest news, results, and more in the upcoming Bassmasters Classic on Lake Hartwell, March 16th to 18th. Follow along as we bring you live social media feeds, videos, interviews, photos, stories, results, and more from takeoff at Green Pond Landing to the Classic Expo, and finally from weigh-in in downtown Greenville. Nobody covers the Super Bowl of bass fishing like anglerschannel.com, your number one resource for tournament bass fishing.
Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap
you. You see my baby face this morning? My clean, beautiful baby face? Like, I'm looking really, really good, Zach. Like, It's because of Harry's Razors and the great friends over at Harry's Razors. HARRYS.com. Look, no longer do I have to have the unfair conversation with the high school kid that's working at the grocery store of why in the world I'm having to pay that much for razors. Matter of fact, I don't have the conversation with anybody about how I pay that much more because except for my mailman. Now I go thank my mailman, Joe, my mailman, the best mailman in the world, brings me my Harry's razors. I meet him up out at the mailbox because I know when they're coming, and I'm like, hey, Joe, thank you very much. That's what Harry's does. HARRYS.com, Harry's.com. A free trial set right now if you've never used them, $13 value. Weighted ergonomic handle, precision, five precision engineered blades, lubricating strip, trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. You get all that. Mention my name, Mickey, when you go to Harry's.com right now, if you're a fan of the show, and get a free post-shave balm. That's at Harry's.com and the promo code Mickey. Right before we came back on the air, you heard William Quackenbush talk about the huge bass event coming to the upstate of South Carolina. And my my good friend Dodd Wood checks in with us now. Good morning, Dodd. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mickey. How are you today?
We are fantastic. I just heard the spot while you were on hold. And man, these weigh-ins are fun. You know, getting out and seeing it. I love that little push-off, whatever you call it there, where these boats are just going crazy when this thing shows off in the mornings, which is awesome to see too. But we've got a preliminary event coming up and a lot of great things happening even before all this stuff happens, right?
That's right. Yeah, we got we're going to have an event called Meet the Elites, and it's going to benefit the Meals on Wheels of Anderson. It's a little fundraiser we're doing. We've done it before when these guys came to town. They're more than happy to help us. They're a wonderful group of men, and we're going to have an event at Anderson Civic Center. It'll be Monday evening. The gates open at 5, and we'll have Stoney's Barbecue. It's going to be the dinners provided by Stoney's, and they're going to have seminars and all start about 6 o'clock. Different pros will have the room split up where they can have their little, talk to everyone about different fishing techniques and answer some questions and sign autographs. And we'll have the dinner about 7, and then we're going to have the guy speak. You know, we're going to have, Hank Parker. He's going to speak, and if you've never heard him, you really should. He's a wonderful speaker, wonderful man. And we've got Alton Jones, a past champion, is going to speak, and also Randy Howell, another past champion. So we've got some of the bigger names, and they're really good guys, and they're going to give their little testimony and speak for a while, and it'll be a good time for bring wife, kids, people like that. It'll be a it's not going to be a large venue. It's not like you'll see them at the Bond Secure Center. This will be a smaller event. You can get close and personal and talk to them, sign autographs, to get pictures made. And, of course, we'll have vendors set up around the room. But it all goes for Meals on Wheels, which is a wonderful cause. And we're just trying to get the final tickets sold and where we can get a count on how many to prepare for the barbecue.
Well, that was my next question because there's a sense of urgency with this thing. Yeah, you need to know anyway, but because it's a popular event and there's a demand for the tickets, how do they get them? What's the best way for folks to go about getting these tickets?
There's actually the best way is to contact, get online and get Meals on Wheels of Anderson. And I'm sure you could call them and they could do it that way. Their phone number is, 864-225-6800, but they say the best way to just go online, or naturally I have a a pocket full of tickets, and you know, several of us around the community are selling tickets. You can actually buy tickets at Stoney's Barbecue. They're providing tickets. Captain Dave's Marine on Highway 24 here in Anderson. He has some tickets for sale, but probably the easiest way is to get in touch with get online, get Meals on Wheels, and buy your ticket through them. And I think possibly even Grady's Great Outdoors in Anderson. I believe they were set up to sell tickets. So those are some of the local places that have them. But you know, if you're not sure how to get them, just go online or call Meals on Wheels, and they can get you hooked up.
I'm looking at it now. I'm on acmow.org. It's Anderson County Meals on Wheels, acmow.org. And you click on the events and Meals on Wheels. It looks awesome. You guys are awesome. And I know these are some unbelievable talented people. Doors opening. Now, the event, again, is going to be on March the 12th. And the that's Monday night. The events open at 5 o'clock. Speakers and all that follow all through 7:30, and only $12. That's a great event. And let me put in a plug for Meals on Wheels. I know your family's involved with them. I know that one of my best friends in the world delivers for them, and that's a great group that provides the necessities for people who just can't provide for themselves, and they need it. Bad weather, good weather, all day, every day, 7 days. You guys do an awesome job with all that. No doubt.
Well, they are a wonderful organization to deal with, and you know, when we were, you know, these guys will, these pros will volunteer their time for a charitable organization. They wouldn't do it for somebody, you know, just trying to put on an event. But you know, when they see an organization like, you know, Anderson Meals on Wheels, you know, they're more than willing to step in and help, because these guys, they're on the job. This is their most important week of the year. This is the Bassmaster Classic. This is their Super Bowl week, and you got to think they got a lot of things going on, but they're volunteering their time. This is actually the way it's set up. This is an off day. They're not allowed to fish on this Monday, and it's off limits. And I think actually Tuesday, I think, is actually off limits. So these guys are in town, and they've got tackle to take care of. They've got to get their boat ready. They've got sponsorship people to deal with. But they're freely giving of their time to do something like this, because they know it's the type of organization this is for, and it's the type of caliber of person we're dealing with. They just, anything they can do to help out in the community, they're stepping up to do it.
Awesome stuff. Meet the Elites. That's Monday night, March the 12th, over at the Anderson Civic Center. 225-6800, Meals on Wheels of Anderson. Look at their website, acmow.org. I know it's awesome. Look, we're here to give. And the more we give, the better. And I think that's awesome you guys are doing. I can't thank you enough for checking in. And, man, I hope you have a lot of success, not only on Monday night, but, man, I hope those guys have a lot of success on the lakes.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. The water's coming up, and it's going to, I'm going to say, even the field now. It's, the fish are probably close to the bank, and, you know, everybody should be, you know, if you're in this thing, you have pretty much the same odds as anybody else. So, there's a few, local anglers, probably have a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more advantage, but, the fish are going to be more active, possibly, and that means that there's more opportunities for everybody to go out there and have a good tournament. So I know these guys are excited, the ones we've spoken with and the ones we've been in touch with. I mean, they are ready. Like I say, this is their Super Bowl. This is the one, you remembered for winning the Bassmaster Classic. So, this is a big one, and that's why, we're glad to have these big names here. And just let everybody know, please go ahead and get your tickets in, get your calls in for the tickets, because we're trying to get a final head count. Yeah. And, we need to get as many people there as we can to support Anderson Meals on Wheels.
No doubt about it. Do that today. Don't wait. Go ahead and do that today. Hey, Dodd, great luck with it, man. Always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You take care, Mick.
All right, buddy. It's your good friend, Dodd Wood. Call him today, 225-6800. Get it. They need a head count, and it's a great cause. Meals on Wheels. Let me get to Alan over in Greenville, 654-ROAR. Hey, Alan, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing fine, man. Hope I don't lose you. I'm on the way to Augusta today, just down here between McCormick and there in some rural areas. But been listening to some of the show, but just change its little path and think golf. Masters not too far away. Just want to get your one or two or three top picks for this year.
Well, I started thinking about it the other day and started thinking about making plans and the springtime and all this kind of stuff. Look, I'm excited about Tiger. I hear a lot about Tiger now. I'm not sure Tiger's ready to win there yet. Mickelson's his reinvigorating, his re-energizing his career. I think Spieth's always going to be a favorite there. I think that, you know, Dustin, the way he's played the golf course a lot better as of late, you know, than the some of the guys that are playing, you know, some of these like younger guys now that are playing, you know, really well. I think it's a wide open deal, Alan. I think it's a lot of really, really good players that will be tuning up between now and then too. Ask me the day before you go down, because let me watch Bay Hill. Let me watch Valspar this week. Let me watch Bay Hill. Let me watch Houston, because it's really going to be rounding into, you know, to form here pretty soon. But you're right, man. It's right around the corner. It's right here.
Yeah, it is. It is. I tend to think you got to be a good putter. And we found out as long as that course is, you don't have to be the longest hitter. But certainly Dustin Johnson is. I look for him, and I tell you, Justin Thomas is just playing out of his mind. But yeah, it's kind of good to see Mickelson in there. And if Tiger could contend, it could make it a very exciting week.
I haven't been as excited about the Masters in a long time, but there's so many young players, the veterans, the cream rising to the top. You know, Augusta went through this thing for years where the number one player in the world won, and wouldn't surprise me again if Dustin did that, or if these young guns can come out and do it, or maybe these old veterans. It's a wide open field, man. It should be a lot of fun.
You got it. I'll be there. I'm headed this morning. I've got the Masters flags that go on the flagpole sitting over here in the passenger seat. If they got stolen one year, I hand deliver them so they don't get lost. I'm excited.
Hey, you got precious cargo.
I do, yes, sir.
Well, great, and they'll
come
probably
out and see me behind number 10.
Yeah,
if you get down there.
I'd love to. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that again this year. But you guys do a great job at it as usual, buddy.
All right, man. Just talk about golf.
Thank you, Al.
All you do.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. It's Zach. Think about it like this. All those young cats that Spieth's still young, you know, Justin Thomas, what he's been able to do. You throw that in with the international contention guys, and you know where, you know, some of those international guys are in their games right now. You throw that in to throw Mickelson now after winning last week, and you throw Tiger Woods in there, and goodness gracious, man, you're talking about a. Okay, have you been excited about the Masters in a while?
No, I have not.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I mean, of course, we're watching one guy only, but to have competition throughout.
Not in Augusta. We're watching them all in Augusta.
Well, we're rooting for one guy and one guy only.
That's true. That's very true.
But it's fun to have some competition across the playing field.
No doubt about that. All right, we got to take a break. Hang on. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming straight to you. A lot to do here in the final segment of the show. It's Mickey Paula Show. More right after this.
Catch every game in the Tigers' quest for the coveted ACC Basketball Championship.
Thomas the rebound, dumps it home, and one.
From first tip to final buzzer.
Three commands, good. Mark off the bench with eight.
Catch all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Launches a three, got it.
Catch the Tigers' first ACC tournament game Thursday starting at 2 p.m. with the pregame. Tip off at 2:30 right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge of Clemson. It's a new condo resort under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Clemson University. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. And did I mention that it's on the lake? Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Capital One presents Da Vinci Painting Mona Lisa.
Mona, why are you so unhappy?
Ugh, I left my Capital One card in the carriage.
Un momento.
I can lock it with the Capital One app on my phone. This app, it's a masterpiece.
Ah, Mona, that smile.
Card lock from Capital One. Instantly lock your card in case it goes arrivederci.
technology this convenient could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hey folks, Qualk here to tell you a little bit about Harry's.com. I love my Harry's shave every single day. It's revolutionized the way I get ready in the morning. For decades, one big razor company's relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Harry's has changed the game on that. They take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet, and they offer their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. Find out why Harry's is amazing with this free trial set. The weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineer blade with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the travel blade cover. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they've given you a special trial offer. Redeem your trial offer at $13 value, all yours when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now. I'm going to code OOB at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. Once again, that's Harry's.com. Don't forget that code, OOB.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Can I come over after school?
After school,
we can hang around by the pool.
This song kind of creeps me out a little bit. I never really divulged that to you, did I, Zach?
That it creeps you out?
Yeah.
You're the one that wanted to play it.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pick the song up.
I didn't pick the song either, but it just kind of came into a tradition thing.
I know, but it kind of...
Your wife loves it.
Creeps me out. I don't know if I like it or not.
Do you know a Stacy?
Huh?
Do you know a Stacy?
I know about 3 Stacys.
Any of them have attractive mothers?
I don't know any of their mothers. But it just creeps me out that like this high school kid wants to look at their mom rather than...
Why?
Because, man, that's kind of disgusting.
Why?
Because like you're looking at your girlfriend's mom.
They're not dating. She's interested in the kid, and the kid is interested in her mom.
Mrs. Robinson.
Exactly.
Dustin Hoffman.
Does that one creep you out? Does that song creep you out?
Yeah. Oh, does The Graduate creep me out?
No.
The
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes. Very much creeps me out. Very much. Doesn't creep you out?
Not really. I think it's just a song.
Oh, no. Creeps me out. Anyway, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My mattress is awesome. My back, knock on wood, my back doesn't hurt. I get up in the morning, I feel refreshed and energized because I get a good long night's sleep. It's an awesome deal. And the bed I have is, it's a cool deal because it's custom made just for me and Meredith, by the way, too. And I mean, we've got the best bed we've ever had and will ever have. Let them do it for you. Our listeners right now, 10% off. You can't beat that. 10% off. And I know, Zach, I don't know why you hate Furman so much. I like Furman. I've always liked Furman. I kind of pulled for Furman growing up a little bit too. And I want to tell you, Rob is the biggest Furman fan around. So Rob says go Paladins. So good stuff there. Ann has been hanging on. Annette. Annette's been hanging on over in Pickens. Hey, good morning, Annette. I really appreciate you hanging on so long. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are fantastic.
Great. I have never called in before, but I just had a little bit of a thing I thought y'all might be interested in. There's a young lady that is a senior at Walhalla High School that plays softball, and her name is Maggie Wells. And she has cancer and has been sent up to a hospital in Cincinnati. Mm. My granddaughter plays for the Palmetto Mustangs in Williamston, and they have a challenge going with Belton Honeypath girls softball team, and they're raising funds for this family. First off, we want to ask for prayer for the family. Maggie's a special young lady. She plays travel ball with my granddaughter, and she's very well liked and just a great little girl, and she's battling right now. She's battling something really big, and these kids want to raise some funds to help her family with travel expenses and that kind of thing. I think it's pretty neat that these girls are doing that. So they have a challenge between the two teams. It started on the 3rd of March. It's going through the 13th, and at the ball game that they're playing on the 13th, they're going to have the funds there and to give to her family. I just thought that would be something that, you know, we could put on the radio, and if anybody wants to help, they can contact the schools, either BHP High School or Palmetto High School. Just wanted to put that out to you.
Annette, I'm glad you called. That's awesome. First, on a travel ball stuff, I think that's really one of the coolest things to come out of travel ball, because you get different kids from different schools, and while there might be rivals and never know each other, that's really cool. I hate to hear it about Maggie, and our thoughts and prayers will be with them and her family, but how about that? You know, all the time we talk about all the negative things out there in the world, we hear about negative things our young people, and these young people get together. That makes me feel really good to know that.
Well, I'm very proud. Of all of them.
Well, you should be.
There's a great bunch of girls. Wow. And they just play their little hearts out, and they have a good time, and they support each other. So that is what the world's about. We have to look at the good things. That's for sure.
No doubt. Will you do me a favor? Will you keep me up to date with Maggie and her family, and tell everybody, you know, we're proud of the girls for raising the money, and we'll continue to support that here, because that's awesome. That's really cool. I really appreciate you calling us this morning on it.
All right. Thank you so much, Mickey. Enjoy your show. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Annette. That's really nice of you. How about that? You know, we talk about the negative side of travel ball and like how expensive it is and how you don't have a school pride and all that, but the girls from different schools get to play with each other. I think that's really cool. And then something like this, the St. Jude stuff. We've done stuff with St. Jude's in the past, and to see kids shouldn't have to go through that. That's not in the fairness of life. That's awful. I'm hoping that we get good news, and I'm hoping the family gets a lot of great support by this. Call BHP, Belton Honeypath High School, call Palmetto High School, and get involved in that cool deal and help somebody out. There are, I always say this about this part of the country and our listeners especially, when there's opportunity, these people pull together, especially during a time of need, and I think that's really one of the coolest things that I've seen. So, Maggie, we're with you. Thoughts and prayers with you. I hope we get some great news from you. And man, that thing should have picked on somebody it could beat, because you're too strong. You fight. You'll do it. You'll do awesome. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I got some tots for you. You ready for some tots?
Are they hot?
Does John know what tots are?
I think he knows. Yeah, piping hot tots, top of the hour tweets.
Yeah, top of the hour tweets. Mm-hmm. There you go, piping hot.
We're going to have a John Hyatt 2-minute drill coming up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we're not having a Zach Orr 2-minute.
No, just John today.
Okay.
Yeah, John and you.
I must admit, I didn't know John's last name until this night. That's good. I mean, full disclosure.
No, we're all about honesty here on the show.
Oh, yeah, full disclosure. Razorback Football writes in quickly on this thing, T-shirts to support Maggie. So follow us on Twitter. You'll see it on there. Also, Walhalla High School, the WHS student section, Razorback Football. Follow all those, and you can get this T-shirts. That's a cool-looking T-shirt, and that's really cool. So take care of that. That's awesome there. Skip writes in on Twitter, that was weak. No way that caller counts for a day against Chad. But you know what? Chad put it out there himself. So no Chad till Monday. You're going to miss Chad. I'm going to miss Chad till Monday. Miss him on that. Robbie writes in about Easy Mickey. People don't like the truth. Preach on, brother. What he's meaning by that is when I talked about the football meaning more than basketball. Basketball and baseball meaning more than the other sports out there. I'm sure of that. Matthew writes in, I was listening while coming through Columbia yesterday. Those clowns actually had the idea to move the Greenville game to Charlotte because that makes a ton more sense. That's where the heads are at. Look, Gamecock fans, don't blame the series on Greenville. When Ray Tanner was there and they were kicking Clemson's butt in baseball in Greenville.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, on neutral site games, it's now Clemson leads 11-10. It's not like it's some sort of issue. There's a ton of Gamecock fans I know in Greenville, and they love it in Greenville. And, you know, if you want to move it around every once in a while, I get some of that. Take it down to Charleston, maybe take it to Myrtle Beach. But logistical-wise, of trying to play this thing on a Friday night in one venue, on a Sunday night in another venue, it just makes sense that you get there rather than going down to Charleston or down to Myrtle Beach and having to come all the way back through all that. So, no, that's it's fine where it is. We like where it is. And we Greenville is awesome. Plus, it's just a great ballpark, and there's 8,000 people at the game or 7,000 people at the game.
Of the top 10 attendance like records at Fleur Field, the top three are the Clemson South Carolina game.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let me give you my Brad Hughes Acts of Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can give him a call at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with you, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I'm going to forgive Zach Orr. Zach, yesterday I tried to get you up to a 9.
Mm-hmm.
You started out at a 6.5.
Yep.
Got you up to 7, 7.5. I was trying to give you all the stuff to get him excited. Johnny missed yesterday. Like, I was trying to get him excited about Clemson or excited about Tiger Woods or excited about somebody because he was a little low on the energy totem. I get it. You're working every day now. You're producing every single show in the world. You're here all day, every day. I mean, how many ever days in a row? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I never could get you up to a 9. No. Where are you now?
We're at about an 8.75, somewhere around there. We're excited.
Here you go. You ready to go over 9?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you David got? Hood on TigerNet has this up. Through the first part of camp, Sweeney says freshmen are quote, as good as advertised. Here's his quote. After Monday's practice, Dabo Sweeney said, quote, they are all as advertised. We recruited them for a reason. They are all what we hope they would be. From a skill standpoint, the physical standpoint, this is going to be a special group as we've had to go through their careers here. We are off to a good start. It's hard to believe we've had 4 days already. It's just flying by. Day 5 will be Wednesday. That's today. And we'll make kind of a situational scrimmage, a half scrimmage day. It'll be controlled, but trying to build up to that. He said the freshmen are following the seniors and juniors leadership. Dabo Sweeney says, I'm very pleased with the team. There's been a lot of fun these first 4 days, a lot of energy and enthusiasm. We have excellent leadership at every position, and it's really fun to coach and come out here every day and just know that as a coach, you don't have to always be the one who gets them going. And as I've always said, the best teams are led from within, and the team has certainly demonstrated that these first 4 days. I'm really commending these guys for showing up and being ready to go to work, and then having these young guys mixed in there is a lot of fun. We've got a lot of young talent, and seeing these guys for the first time in live situations and getting pads on has been good. When asked about defensive end Xavier Thomas, according to David Hood, he said this Thomas motor never stops. Dabo Sweeney says, you see that on tape. You see what you see on tape is exactly who he is. He's explosive off the ball. He's physically strong, and he's what we're looking for. And then with KJ and Xavier, they're exactly what everybody thought they were. Fast, explosive, smart, explosive players. It's going to be fun watching to coach that group. That's going to be a fun group over the next few years. One newcomer has caught his eye. Dabo Sweeney says, quote, they're a special group, all of them. Belk has probably been the guy that I didn't know. I knew what I saw on tape, but he's playing at a smaller school, and we wondered how he was going to transition. Sometimes there's a little bit of transition from the physical standpoint and the speed of the game. They're all here to learn to do the technique and all that, but he's strong, and it's unbelievable how strong he is for a guy just coming in. I'm really proud of him. Freshman class as good as advertised. Hey, talked a lot about Trevor Lawrence on the show. Talked a lot about Darion Kendrick on the show, uh-huh. Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, Jackson Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a little Josh Belk this morning. 9.0?
you said explosive enough times to get me over that ledge.
Dabo said
we're
explosive.
Out of that a 925.
Dabo said explosive.
Yeah.
All right. John Hite, man. How you doing over there, buddy? Welcome to the show, buddy. You doing okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. Don't call me sir. Zach calls me sir. You don't have to call me that. You got a two-minute drill for me. Skip the music. We got out of time on this thing. Give me a little two-minute drill. Your very initial two-minute drill.
Absolutely. Well, I saw the Los Angeles Rams decided to franchise tag corner LaMarcus Joyner, which means former Clemson wide receiver Sammy Watkins is now a free agent. And looking forward to see where Sammy ends up. Maybe... Sammy to Houston, little Deshaun to Sammy action.
Now you're talking. Little Sammy, little Nuke, little Houston.
Yeah.
Sign me up for some of that, brother.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff, man. Good first 2 minute drill.
Thank you.
Great stuff there as well. My 2 minute drill brought to you by EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs in this area. It's my good friend EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. My wife and I did it when we remodeled our house, refinanced our house. Everything went great. You can't beat it. Today, my two-minute drill. First official day of the four-game set of the ACC tournament. Yesterday was kind of like almost like play-ins. Today, Louisville, Florida State, noon. Louisville probably on the hot seat on the bubble. Same thing, Florida State. Boston College, NC State. Clemson fans will watch that at 2 o'clock. Clemson gets the winner. Notre Dame on the bubble against Virginia Tech at 7. Syracuse on the bubble against Notre Dame. Against North Carolina at 9. Great day for the ACC. Let me thank Sam Blackman for checking in with us. John, great job. Zach, great job once again. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Zach. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio. Broadcasting.